Remember what I said? The remedy lies in Krishnashtakam. Because this is what the Gita is. Gita says, offer your mind to me. In one simple word, offer it to me. Once the mind is offered to the Lord, the conflict is over. The conflict is over. This is a conflict. Try to understand, these are areas of conflict. And if Mangal is shifting or Shani is shifting, the conflict areas become more. It is a conflict. So why are you fighting? You think you can solve the problem? You think it's so easy to solve the problem? And how long will you fight? How long are you going to fight? Your fight is never ending. You are fighting against the world because the Rashi chart is the world. Bhava chart is your mind. The net result will be that you will only defeat your own mind. Which means that you could develop some peculiar mental traits which are quite unsociable, if I can use the word. You become socially deficient. Which is not good. And worst case, and if it is really bad, if it happens in Chitta Bhava, what are Chitta Bhavas? Fifth house and ninth house. Then you can have Alzheimer's, you can have all sorts of mental diseases. Dementia. Krishnashtakam, so therefore, please ensure that at 5 o'clock you remind me to shut down, or 5:30 you remind me to shut down, and you go and make a request to your mentor to come and sing the Krishnashtakam with you. So that you are fully aware of its stanzas and you can sing it. Vajay Vajay Kamandanam Samasta Papa Kandanam. Beautiful. Okay. The planets give the results of bhava placement. Wow. The planets are giving results of bhava placement. So although somebody has, let us say, ninth lord in Lagna, it has suddenly become ninth lord in 12th house. Lagna lord in Lagna, it has become Lagna lord in 12th house. Seventh lord was in 7th house, it has gone away to 6th house now. Venus was in 6th house, it has gone away to 5th house. So what is the result that is to be accepted? The bhava placement is the one that the mind must learn to accept. The mind must learn to accept it and should do so in a very nice way. Acceptance. Here the word used is acceptance, not coercion. When the planets are in the border or junctions of the bhava, they do not exhibit any results of the bhava. Now this is something I want you to understand. You look at this picture. 30 degrees is a bhava. Okay? The middle of the bhava is supposed to be Purnima. The middle of the bhava or the lagna degree is the Purnima. So what is the degree of my lagna? My lagna is 14 degrees, some 4 or 5 minutes or something like that. In Pisces. So where is my Purnima? My Purnima is in the 15th degree of the sign. So if I go back, the first degree of the sign is Shukla Pratipada. So Purnima is always here. The degrees behind are called Shukla Paksha. The degrees ahead is called Krishna Paksha. There is a Paksha in the Bhava. So can I calculate the tithi of every planet? I can. Let us say I have a planet. Let us say my lagna was 14 degrees odd minutes. And I have a planet Jupiter in 26 degrees, 7 minutes. Okay? So my lagna degree is 14 degrees, 50 minutes, let us say. 15th degree. So 26 degrees is more than lagna or less than lagna?
More than lagna.
So after lagna's degree, the Krishna Paksha starts. First degree is Pratipad. So that is 15th degree. That is 15 to 16. 16 to 17. Like that I can see the 26th degree is about? The correct answer is given by Vivek. You have to take the planet's degree minus Lagna degree. And then round it off to the next higher integer. Next higher integer. So 26 degrees 7 minutes minus 14 degrees 15 minutes is how much? 12 degrees. Or is it 11 degrees something? 11 degrees something rounded off to the next, which is 12 degrees. Therefore, I can say that my Brihaspati is in Krishna Dwadashi. Wow. Did you ever think of a Rashi as having 30 digits? Or a Bhava, actually Rashi may not. It's the Bhava which has this. Do you see that? And what is Parashara telling? When the planets are in the borders, they don't have much strength. Or planets which are shifting don't have strength. Planets which are in the borders don't have strength. So what do we need to do? What is a border? A border is taken as the last 2 degrees and the first 2 degrees. The first 2 degrees and the last 2 degrees. So can you kindly calculate and see which planets in your chart do not have any light strength? You see this bulb? There is no bulb power. So what happens is when the planet is in the center, right in the center of the bhava, the brightness is very high. When it comes to the edge, it's dark. Can you see it's dark on the edge? This picture is something which is going to help you all the time in understanding the bhava. So homework, today you are going to calculate all your planet's tithis. And I want to check if any planet is in Krishna, Chaturdashi and Amavasya. That means, let us say your Lagna is 26 degrees, is there a single planet which is in 26 minus 15 is how much? 11 degrees. So if a planet is in, let us say, 10 degrees, that planet is in trouble. Okay? So you're going to do the calculations and you're going to find out all of your Navagrahas. Are any of them suffering from low light? Poor Alex, he was so happy till the tea break. Suddenly I put him in depression.
Mine would be Krishna Chaturdashi for the same reason which I shifted.
Vivek? See, after your name was changed to Vivek, you are getting new Vivek about your Shukra.
Exhibiting.
Krishna Chaturdashi. So from every way it is hit. Do you see how bad the hit is? Which is yours? Rahu?
Rahu.
How did they guess? I have strange methods on village astrology. So you need to do remedy for these planets which have no light. There is no light there in tamas. If they are in light, they are in sattva. And in between is rajas. So can I divide this degree of 15 into 5 plus 5 plus 5? Would that be right?
Yes.
So can I say that 10 to 15 over here behind is sattva, 5 to 10 is rajas, and 1 to 5 is tamas? Tamas means no light, sattva means full light, in between is rajas. So good. Now you are going to calculate not only the tithi, you will also know what sort of energy is there. Is it sattva, is it rajas, or it is tamas? And then we will be in a better position to deal with the planet, because if it is in sattva, I should be calling Narayan for help. If it is in rajas, I should be calling the Devi, Durga. Because all rajas, there is no rajas more stronger than that of the mother. And if it is in tamas, you jolly well call Rudra. Then the question arises, what happens if the planets are in tamas? Guruji, you have not told us what to do. I said, make Shiva tamas. If he dances, where will tamas stand? Tamas has no chance when Shiva dances. It has no chance. Don't give it a chance. That is called the Shiva Tandava Stotra. The Shiva Tandava Stotra of Ravana. Jataka vi galajvala pravaha pavitastale Galevalambya lambitambu jangatunga marikam Ramadda madda madda manninada madda marvayam Sakara chanda tandavam tanotuna Shiva Shiva Jatakataha samrama. I can sing the whole thing. I would do it every day. I will not get up from puja unless I sing this. Three things. So I gave you two of the biggest remedies. One, Krishnashtakam. What light is there must not go down. Imagine if the bulbs go off. Total darkness. If even one bulb goes off, that whole lighthouse is going to be in darkness. You got no chance. No chance. It's over. Do you understand the importance of the Krishnashtakam? Keep the bulb burning, no matter what. You need Krishnashtakam for that. Now, start destroying the tamas first with the Shiva Tandava. The rest we will talk of later. Two priorities. Keep the bulb glowing. Krishnashtakam. Destroy the darkness, Shiva Tandava. The problem is solved. There are mantras, but I am not getting into that. Kilanka. Sadhana, mantras, there are too many mantras. I wanted to sing and dance and be happy. Let me tell you, there is nothing better than a song for the brain. For the mind, Chandra. Chandra wants song. So, I am giving you songs. I am not giving you a mantra. You observe how I am doing the remedies. The manas, moon, like songs. You got to learn these two songs. You would have observed that each one of you, when you actually started singing the Krishnashtakam, you felt very happy. You don't know why you are happy. Suddenly the mind is somehow more happy and more bright. You're bright. There is more brightness. The dullness leaves you. There's a joy in the head. The problems haven't changed. All it does, it switches on these lights. All 12 lights are burning. Your bhavas start glowing. Did you understand the importance of sattva guna? If the sattva guna goes off, there is no light in the bhava. You can do what you want, light cannot come. Therefore, Krishnashtakam is critical. Okay, so I taught you about the Tithi, Tithi Amsha. These are called Tithi Amshas. And then we will be doing Vishesha Lagna also. Today afternoon I will be teaching you some Vishesha Lagna, or maybe if I have time, I am going to teach you some before lunch. Good.